New World was founded in 1994 by UBC grad, well, three UBC grads who came together, Kamir Chai, Merrick Howard, and Tom Schultz. And Tom actually is teaching in the UBC theater department now. So they came together upon graduating from theater school and started to create these theatrical adaptations of Persian fairy tales and folk tales. So the very, very early New World work was, that's what it was. And always integrated a lot of theatricality. Okay. So, you know, New World is kind of founded on that sense of like trying out new things. And also at the core of what we do is the sense of examining who we are. And I use we in a really general sense, but we who live here in Vancouver in relationship to the other, and the other being people who live in other parts of the world, or even other people who come. There is really the other is who we think we are not.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. I remember a show you guys did at Hive a few years ago that's sort of focused on real estate and touched on sort of the roots of the area where Hive was taking place and how it had been sort of First Nations territory that had been erased sort of, and the play kind of focused on sort of bringing that to light. And I just wondered why that aspect to the company, why that aspect of examining the other.
Well, I guess for me, for Kamir, who's the founder, and then also for me and for Marcus Youssef, who's the other artistic producer, we all share a need, an artistic need to talk about things that are really happening. So while we do use fiction and we make things up, all of those stories have to in some way relate to our world. And it's that I guess that we're the kind of artists, because there's all kinds of artists, but we're the kind of artists who make sense of our world by working with it and telling stories about it. So the Hive piece you're talking about, which I can't even remember the title of, but part of the Hive process is we draw lots to get our spaces. Okay. And Marcus and I drew this lot and got the crappiest space. It wasn't even a space. It was outside. There was a chain link fence. Yeah. It was, it was May. The weather was really crappy, and we tried all these different things because we're talking about memory and then Marcus came in. He's like, I got it. It's about real estate, and we're gonna try and sell this space. And so that was a comment not just on the crappy space that we got, but also the crazy boom of real estate that's happening in Vancouver here that's making it impossible for a lot of artists, but also all kinds of people. It makes it impossible for them to live in the city. And then when you go further back, you talk about ownership, you go further back and further back and further back. There, it's a really wide discussion. And then as it happens, it was just really by coincidence, during the run of the show in June was the day when Stephen Harper made the national apology to the First Nations people on behalf of the people of Canada for the residential schools. So that was just one of those things we couldn't have planned and didn't plan at all. But it really, in a way, became a focal point.
Mm-hmm. A catalyst, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to skip ahead and cover some upcoming events, including Pod Plays. Tell me about that.
Well, Pod Plays is my baby, and I've been growing this baby for a couple of years now. And it comes from... I didn't see this show in Montreal, but I certainly heard about the show, and then I took off from there. It was a piece called Institut Cité, which were basically walking tours through the city, but in kind of boring areas, not tourist areas. Mm-hmm. And so I have a background in radio as well. I've done some work with CBC, and so it's part of my part of what I find exciting about performance. So I thought, well, what if you're doing a soundtrack or you're doing a radio play, but the audience participates by walking a particular route? So, the logistics of that can start to make you crazy, but that was essentially the idea. And so we've commissioned four and then one. So there's a quartet and then there's a solo, about 10 or 15 minute pieces. The quartet lineup, so you start at SFU Woodwards, and then it's like a chain. So you'll go through one, and then you get transferred to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, until we end at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Mm. And that's going to be at the Push Festival in February 2011. And then the solo pod play is happening at the Powell Street Festival this weekend. And for that one, we commissioned Tetsuro.
So, sorry, solo as in sort of one, it's just one of the chain links. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just a single piece. It doesn't have a it doesn't have a companion at all.
Okay.
And it's 10 minutes long. It's free down at Oppenheimer Park. So in that one, the listener will circumnavigate the park they'll get instructions which will take them around the park, and they'll get a story. Yeah, I don't want to say too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tetsuro Shigematsu, who's a writer and an actor, he also was on the roundup for a year. He's the artist who wrote it, and it's a little bit of an experiment. I'm not exactly sure. You know, each one of these pod plays is an opportunity for us to figure it out, because it's not like we can just, you know, do what the last person did. We're figuring it out on our own. So I'm quite excited about that.
Great. And tell me about the Progress Lab that is set up with you guys and several theater companies.
Mm-hmm. That's Progress Lab 1422, located in East Vancouver. And I guess it's been about a year, just over a year. We got occupancy of the building in July 2009. Phew, it's been a crazy year. Basically, there's these four companies that were looking for a home. You know, and we specifically wanted somewhere where we could place our admin offices and then have a rehearsal lab. And so we started looking for something. We did a bunch of fundraising, and we've got this building. It's a former garment factory in the east side, and it's awesome. I was just there this morning. One of the things that we want to focus on is like research and development in that space. And so we've outfitted the studio with a grid, with lights, with a sound system. One of the things that's hard for Canadian artists, because we don't get as much support as, say, our European friends, is that we don't have like those. We don't get to work with the technical aspects in advance.
Mm.
So if you're doing a show, you move it into the theater, and you have maybe 2 days to line up the lights properly and get the sound working. And if you have video, then you know, you're going crazy. You don't have any time. So part of the great thing about this space is that we can add all those things during the rehearsal process, so that when we hit the theater, it's just fine-tuning instead of like trying to
desperately put it all together.
Exactly, exactly. So this is going to have a great impact on the four companies who are there, which are Boca del Lupo, The Electric Company, Rumble Productions, and us, New World. But it's going to also impact the other companies, the indie companies here in Vancouver. And I think we'll be able to see a real high quality of work coming out of Vancouver.
Yeah, how so? How will it impact the other companies? Or,
well, you know, we've already started renting out the space to, you know, the priority of usage is going to be the people, the roommates, as I call them. we get dibs on the lounge. But we're certainly making this space available to our colleagues here in Vancouver. But the other thing that is kind of less tangible, of course, you guys, you've all heard about the funding cuts that are coming down, and this building seems like something that would be impossible to do. And the fact that we're doing it, I think, helps to create a sense of morale inside of the community. Like, okay, yeah, we can do it. We just need to stick together.